No, I am putting in aside for questioning. I have, you know, nothing important. I have some FYI about it ready for you to take up with you.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing too. Got a baby coming up, which would be nice.
That's good.
Trisha can't come, she's in New York.
They are. I went to Cushman to a reception prior to one of those parades, those evening things.
Tattoo.
And so many military people, I don't even know their names, told me that they'd seen both girls on television last night on different things, and that they were just so good and so proud of one another. You know, it was great.
Well, they're both very career stars in their own right.
Oh, they are.
I mean, they can match. Either girl can match us.
They're much better. One man told me about Julie, one particular thing. He said they asked her about Mark Mitchell, and she said she thought that was a personal matter, and that people in public life had very little privacy, and she felt that, you know, he said, I don't know, but he said she worried her dude. He said, then they came back again on that, and she just handled it so beautifully. He said, I couldn't believe that a young girl, because he had a girl the same age, could do such a magnificent job.
Well,
it was an animal. He was so impressed.
You realize, Rose, that most older people, congressmen, get flustered or angry or something. But these kids are both extremely.
They're very, very.
Trisha Horst is only good at the two. They caught her out.
They said.
Out of California. There was some son of a bitch on the deck of that plane. Some where a woman met in Hanoi. And said, well, congressman, do you, what's your opinion of the 600,000 women that have killed in Vietnam? She had just been in the North End. And Trisha said, well, I assume that you're referring to the 600,000 that killed in South Vietnam.
Where was it? In San Francisco?
Yeah, when she was on the deck while we were at the meeting. She just.
Oh, I know, she
was saying. She's
a great and she said she would never change it to her, never. She really said these things without ever showing emotion, which is fantastic.
But she said,
they both, and as I say, last night I was so proud because everywhere he talked about both girls, and the one that I mentioned this question, which he felt was so unfair to ask Julie about Mark Mitchell.
Campaigning and he had more friendly mail than anybody else, which is true except for us.
he wants to be a big shot. He doesn't want to, so he doesn't want to go around with McGovern, for instance, and has to ride in McGovern and have McGovern's detail. He wants to be the big shot. He's just working for 76. And he will attract more attention than McGovern.
Just like he did at
we'll get here.
Yeah, thank you.